everybody's moving fast, everybody's doing their thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to storytell a little bit on that. All our wheeling and dealing, all our ducking and diving and conniving, all the skeletons in one's closet. The speed kind of helps, right? The pace, the having fuck all time left to, or having the next 16 weekends booked out because you've got to do the garden fence, the this, the that, the other. We know we got to call around with the people, you know, loved ones, taking care of business for, you know, friends and family, nixering maybe, you know, work after work, you know, late days at the office, overworked and underpaid. Money's already gone out and spent, so I'm not saying this is everybody, I'm just telling some stories here. I'm going to touch on lots of points, and some of them might touch you, and I'll tell you why I want them to, why I share this stuff is because if it touches you, when we move together, we can move mountains. As we realise all this stuff together and have more masterminds and a higher intelligent hive mind, because the hive mind of society right now is the intelligence, or the IQ is quite low. Side note, Johnny. So that's the reason why I'm saying this stuff, because don't worry about it. Like, if you probably have loads of money, but still are addicted to work. You probably have, don't know what to spend your money on, or you're probably tired of spending. But yet your life is still very fast, and yet you're still addicted to the paycheck, or yet you're still addicted to the to having to struggle for work, or not supposed to enjoy what you do for money. There's a whole spectrum of people getting paid for what they do and love. There's a whole group of spectrum of people who used to love it, now don't, and feel stuck because it's got to pay their mortgage, their car, their bills, their tuition for children, schools, etc. So I talk about this from a higher vantage point, I guess. This is what's going on. Okay, what can we do about it? Because speed is killing us, I think. Speed is having our children be raised by other people. Speed is having fathers, most of, you know, around the world, not being there for most of their children's lives. And then the woman has no fucking idea what he's dealing with in work, depending on what he does. I'll speak about my role as a construction worker. A load of men doing men's job, going around acting like fucking boys, babies, brats, toddlers, bitching and moaning at each other. You know, as a whole, it's a crazy industry. It's a crazy industry. And we fucking build everything. We build everything. You know, I'm naturally going to be a comrade. I'm naturally not going to step over shit. I'm naturally not going to do that. But I'm just saying, as a generalization, it's not every single aspect of construction, but as a generalization, it's a doggy industry. People are just doing the bare amount that they can to get paid, and I don't blame them because they're not getting respected for the work that they're actually putting out, you know. And I'm not dissing the fucking real estate owners or the property developers who are doing these things and making bank for all the houses that they sell. At the same time, I do think it's extremely unfair with regards to how that the profits are spread, considering who does the actual work. I think that's all changing. So I'm in this work, I'm out of this work, I'm in this work, I'm out of this work, I'm in this work, I'm out of this work. Naturally, I'm a speaker, naturally, I'm a teacher, a talker, a way shower, a guide. I came to this planet with a high IQ. I know that because I never really had to study at school and I could pass whatever I wanted. And that's a blessing and a curse, because it means I never really had to get out fucking first gear, or, like, you know, I for most of the year. And then when you look at that as a blessing and a curse, the curse to that in a way is you never went 100% at anything. You know, you never went full speed at anything. So my goal now is to go full speed at my forever career, as it took me a long time to find it. And that's involving a lot of slowing down. So we got to slow down in order to speed up. It's counterintuitive, it's contradictory, but we have to slow down in order to speed up, and here's why. You're on a train, you're going 100 miles an hour. Do you have to slow down to speed up and go in a different direction? Of course, there's momentum. We have to slow down. And this is not just work, this is every pattern, every area, every fucking knee-jerk built-in mechanism that this body does on a day-to-day basis. It craves and seeks familiarity. Another word for that would be comfort, because it's, you know what to expect. Whether that's anxiety and being depressed, you know what to expect. People know what to expect of you. You know what to expect of them. You know all your coping mechanisms in that state of being or that state of operating. And I'm just saying something like anxiety, because even that, it's familiar. A lot of the time it becomes familiar. And a lot of the time speed doesn't help. So we have to slow down. Trust me, guys, you you have to slow down and adjust that. Like right now, not Monday, not Tuesday, not in the new year, not after the bank holiday weekend.
Deep breath.
And another deep breath. And just naturally start to slow down. And all I want you to see right now is the speed of your thoughts then as well. The speed of the habits. I call them addictions. The speed of the addictive thought patterns that are not helpful bring one towards guilt or shame or fear, pain, trauma. All you need is a few new tools and thoughts to think in different ways, and then you get addicted to growth, get addicted to enthusiasm, get addicted to joy instead of pleasure and quick dopamine squirts. How about a long sustained dopamine and better chemicals in the whole lot of the body and being? The blood's pumping around the body with lovely serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, and whatever else the scientists and neurosurgeons and all these different people haven't even discovered about what the brain is doing and how it does it. So it's all fascinating. So you just, even on a point like that, right, we are discovering more now on the brain than we have in the last 5,000 years. In the last 5 years, we've discovered more about the brain than we have in the previous 5,000, from a scientific point of view. That's not to say every single human on the planet is not aware of what the brain is capable of, because I'm sure there's levels to science. And scientists look at the to prove shit wrong all the time, you know, and scientists are trying to catch up with nature. As that old saying goes, at the start of the Bee movie, physics, like on a level of physics, a bee should not be able to fly. Its body is heavier than its wings. So it technically, with regards to man looking at it and how physics works for man, nature's saying, we'll fly anyway. So the quote is, but they fly anyway. So nature's intelligent. We are part of nature. We go back to nature when we die, you know, into the ground. So it's a cycle, it's a life cycle, and it's quite natural and normal. But the speed that we live at has probably become normal in this world, but it's definitely not natural. It's definitely not natural, and it's killing people slowly. And more important than that, it's the kids are growing up quick, you know, and the months are flying past. And here's the thing. Everything that you're doing right now with regards to what you have to do on Saturday after work, if you're walking, or what you have to do on Saturday if you're not walking in the house, or where you have to go with the children, what you have to do, where you have to bring them, what you have to do for yourself, your husband, your auntie, your uncle, your spouse in any way, shape, or like, all that stuff that keeps filling up the weekend because so much time, effort, and energy goes into the job. All that stuff, and that the fact that the money is more often than not needed to maintain monthly outgoing, because there's a huge number of the population living week to week, month to month. So where does that end is what I'm getting at. Where the fuck does that cycle end? Here's the answer: it doesn't. But if we start slowing down now with another breath, and we just literally start taking that one step in order to take more conscious effort to slow down the pace of things, that's when we can begin to see new avenues, see new opportunities, outgrow current environments, outgrow current circumstances. The passion projects becomes obvious, because the 100 mile an hour stress train, or the 100 mile an hour speed do on, always on the move train, or the 100 mile an hour caffeine energy drinks and fucking, you know, sugar fix and quick high, and like that all eventually leaves one being in bed for a period of time, where the body just says, fuck you, we're eating nothing today, or for 3 days, or for a week, we're going to recuperate. You know, what you're giving us is not helpful. It's taking more energy to digest this stuff than we are getting out of it to move, to think, to operate. So the body's very intelligent, but we don't know all this because we haven't been taught all this. That's a whole other conversation. For now, let's just stick to the fact, speed, passing time. Like, our grandfathers, like, took stuff off boats, built up the housing estates that we know today, like our grandfathers, these all built everything. And then maybe drank Guinness, and then maybe the kids were 40, and then maybe I'll give this house to the kids. What the fuck was that all about? But the wisdom didn't get down because they didn't slow down. They were going too fast. They were sedating after work. They were beg, borrowing, and stealing to rear bleeding 17 children. Do you know what I mean? So if you look at the generations, you look at the technology, you look at the, and the, like, technology should make things slower, no? Look at what a phone can now do. Should life not slow down? The ability and time that can be saved with a device is actually doing the opposite. Everything's got faster, we're more distracted, less focused, harder to get our attention back to ourselves and our patterns. And look, I'm no saint, I'm no angel, I don't have it all figured out, but I do have some thoughts that I want to share. I do have some philanthropic, like, ways of thinking and looking at things. I'm a thinker. I'm a tinker. That's funny, because that's an Irish gypsy name too. But that's what I am, that's what I do, and I'm still caught on the speed. So I'm in and out of the plumbing game, in and out of the construction game, constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly going up in the amount of euros that I can make, but also always knowing that this is not the best place for me. This is not the best use of my time, and I'm being a pussy with regards to a speaking career. Like, being a fully fledged life coach, mentor, mindset, you know, all these things. But I will share that I do see a podcast studio, I do see the message getting very clear, I do see it involving turtles, waves, consciousness, depths, flow, current, getting off that beach into the depths of an ocean of life and learning how to navigate the ocean like a turtle. Because a turtle doesn't fight the waves, it rides them, it ebbs and flows, it goes with it all. And it actually is quite slow, so that's a nice way to finish that. So I started off with the first sentence, the rest just flowed. Going through a bit of a funk at the moment, fully embraced, fully accepted. I accept the drops because we don't want to celebrate too much at the peaks, because it's not a good idea. So yeah, I'll go into more on that. But for now, let's just leave it there. Have an epic day. Speak soon.